All right, gamers, get ready. Today, we're diving deep into Take-Two Interactive's second quarter 2025 earnings announcement.
Ooh, yeah, ready to level up that industry knowledge.
Absolutely. And for anyone who needs a quick refresher, we're talking about the company behind giants like Rockstar Games, 2K, and even Zynga.
Huge portfolio, right? And this isn't just about the numbers, you know?
You got it. It's about figuring out what those numbers tell us, what they mean for Take-Two, for their massive franchises, and for... well, the future of gaming itself.
So first things first, Take-Two, they kind of crushed it this quarter.
Crushed it. Okay, give us the details.
$1.47 billion with a B. That's their net bookings.
Whoa. Hold on. For those of us who aren't fluent in finance speak, what exactly are net bookings again?
Sure. Think of it as like the total value of all the games and services Take-Two sold during the quarter. So $1.47 billion, that's not too shabby.
Okay, that's a whole lot of games. Yeah. So what were the big wins? What drove those numbers up?
Well, unsurprisingly, Grand Theft Auto is still a huge moneymaker. GTAV, specifically, it's sold over 205 million units. That's insane.
That's like blockbuster movie territory. And GT Online is still going strong, too, right?
Absolutely. They've been really clever, you know, keeping players engaged with fresh content, new features for GTA Online, clearly working. And then you've got NBA 2K25, a hit with the critics. Players are spending big, although, funny thing, the unit sales are actually flat year over year.
Flat. That's interesting. Makes you wonder how they'll keep growing that franchise, especially with so much competition in the sports game market these days. What else contributed to this success story?
Borderlands, definitely a winner. And it's even more exciting now with Gearbox, the studio behind it, being officially part of the Take-Two family.
Huge acquisition.
Yeah.
Any other big surprises in the report?
You know what surprised me? Mobile gaming. Take-Two's absolutely killing it on mobile.
Really? Like, what's driving that success?
Oh, games like Match Factory and Toon Blast, they're bringing in some serious cash. Shows you they're finding that balance, right? Between those massive franchises and newer titles.
Definitely. So it's not all sunshine and roses, right? What are some of the not-so-great parts of this report?
Yeah, let's go back to those flat NBA 2K25 sales. That raises some questions, you know, about where the franchise goes next, especially with the console market being in a bit of a weird spot right now.
What do you mean by a weird spot? Fill us in.
So you've got those Gen 9 consoles, your PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X's. They're gaining traction, but sales of the older Gen 8s are dropping faster than expected.
Okay, for those of us who might not be totally up on the latest console tech, what's the difference, really?
Well, those Gen 9s, they're a big leap forward. Think graphics, processing power. They can create crazy, immersive, realistic gaming experiences compared to the older Gen 8 consoles. It's a challenge for developers, you know? Got to create games that work on both.
Ah, so it's a waiting game to see how the console market shakes out.
Yeah.
What else stood out to you? Anything concerning?
Take-Two's operating expenses, they're going up. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
That makes sense, right? Marketing those big new releases, integrating Gearbox.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Precisely. Bringing in a studio that size takes time, takes resources. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts their bottom line, you know, moving forward.
For sure. So we've talked big wins, potential hurdles.
Yeah.
But what about the future? Where's Take-Two headed?
Get this. They're predicting record net bookings, record breaking, in 2026 and 2027. It's like they're looking at these challenges and saying, bring it on.
Whoa, that's some serious confidence. Are new games driving that prediction? What's the plan?
Well, I've got a whole slate of massive releases coming up. We're talking Grand Theft Auto the Sixth, Borderlands 4, Mafia, The Old Country, even a new Sid Meier's Civilization.
Those are some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, the hype for GTAV alone is insane. But it sounds like they're not just banking on sequels.
You're right. They're investing in brand new IPs like Project Eagle. They've even been actively playtesting it with the community. So they're not just relying on those familiar names.
Smart move. Got to keep things fresh, keep the players excited. Speaking of exciting, any industry trends catch your eye? Anything we should be paying attention to?
One thing Take-Two mentioned in their earnings call was this whole consolidation thing happening in the gaming industry. Lots of these big companies merging, acquiring smaller studios.
Interesting. What does that mean for the future of gaming? Are we going to see more big budget games? Less innovation from those smaller studios?
It's a good question. It makes you think about who really holds the power in this industry and how that might impact the types of games we see in the future. Could stifle creativity, maybe. Definitely something to watch.
Definitely. I feel like I need to level up my understanding of this stuff just to keep up. So we've covered Take-Two's performance, some challenges, and a little glimpse into the future. But there's one more piece of the puzzle, right? Their strategy.
You got it. We've seen the results. But how are they actually planning to navigate all this and stay ahead of the game?
Exactly. That's what we'll be unpacking in our next segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of our deep dive into Take Two Interactive.
Welcome back. All right, let's dig into Take Two's strategy, how they're planning for the future of gaming.
So we talked about those big wins in mobile gaming, right?
Yeah.
Are they just riding that wave, or is there a bigger plan at play here?
It's more than just riding a wave, actually. This whole shift towards mobile, it brings some unique challenges for companies like Take-Two.
Okay, like what? What kind of challenges are we talking about?
Well, they have to figure out how to adapt, right?
Yeah.
How to take these existing franchises, these massive worlds, and make them work on a phone screen. Imagine trying to squeeze, like, Red Dead Redemption onto your phone. That's not an easy task.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience playing on a phone versus a console or PC.
Exactly. And at the same time, they need to be developing new games. Games made specifically for mobile, you know? Games that feel native to that platform and appeal to those mobile gamers. It's a balancing act. Keeping their core audience happy while also attracting those new players in this rapidly growing mobile market.
So it's not just about shrinking down console games. They need to think mobile first, design for that experience from the ground up.
Right. And the thing about mobile is it's constantly changing. New tech, new trends, all the time. Staying agile is key.
Let's shift gears back to the console world for a sec. They've got those massive sequels on the horizon, Grand Theft Auto 6, Borderlands 4. That's got to be a big part of their strategy, right?
Oh, absolutely. These established IPs, they're bread and butter. Those sequels, they're practically guaranteed to generate massive hype, drive those sales. It's a smart strategy, you know, capitalizing on those proven successes. But it does make you wonder, are they taking any risks?
That's what I was thinking. It feels maybe a little safe, maybe even predictable.
Well, their commitment to those new IPs, like Project Eagle, shows they're not just relying on sequels. Creating a brand new IP from scratch, it's a gamble. It takes a lot of time, money, creative energy, and there's no guarantee it'll be a hit.
So Project Eagle is their wild card. What do we actually know about this mysterious game?
Details are still pretty hush-hush. We know it's being play-tested actively with the community, so that suggests they're really trying to get that feedback, refine the game based on what players want.
Makes sense. You don't want to pour all that effort into something new and have it flop. But let's be real, the competition in the gaming industry is fierce. What else is Take-Two doing to stay ahead?
Strategic acquisitions, definitely a big part of their plan. Remember when they acquired Gearbox?
Oh yeah, that was huge.
That move brought some incredibly popular franchises under their umbrella, Borderlands being a prime example.
Huge win for them, no doubt. It fits perfectly into their portfolio.
Exactly. And it gives them a strong foothold in that looter-shooter genre. Makes you wonder what other acquisitions they might have up their sleeve, right?
Ooh, good question. Any studios out there that would make sense for them to target?
There are definitely some interesting candidates out there. But acquisitions aside, another key part of their strategy is this focus on immersive experiences. And I'm not just talking about gameplay here.
Okay, so what else are they doing to really draw players in?
They're investing heavily in things like cutting-edge graphics, motion capture technology, storytelling, trying to create games that feel like interactive movies, where players can really lose themselves in that world.
Yeah, that's something that's always stood out to me about their games. That cinematic quality, the incredible attention to detail.
It's a testament to their commitment to quality, for sure. And it's a big part of what makes their games so appealing. But we can't talk about Take-Two's future without addressing, well, the elephant in the room, right? The metaverse.
Yes, the metaverse. Everyone's talking about it. But is it really the future of gaming, or is it just hype?
It's early days, definitely. But the potential, it's enormous.
I get that it's a big concept. But I'm still a little fuzzy on how it all fits into gaming. Where does Take-Two stand on all of this?
They're not shying away from it, that's for sure. They've already invested in several metaverse-related companies, and they're exploring ways to integrate metaverse elements into their existing games.
So they're dipping their toes in the water, but not quite ready to dive in headfirst.
Exactly. They're being cautious, which makes sense. The metaverse, it's a long-term play. They're not rushing into anything.
Smart move. It's easy to get swept up in the hype. But sometimes slow and steady wins the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked a lot about Take-Two's strategy, their position in the industry. But what does all of this mean for us, the gamers.
Well, for gamers, it means more high-quality, immersive games to enjoy.
That's what we all want, right? More awesome games.
Absolutely. But it also means Take-Two is likely to continue pushing those boundaries. Gaming technology, storytelling. We can expect even more cinematic, engaging experiences from them in the future.
I'm excited to see what they come up with. But I think we need to address the more serious side of things, too. What about the whole debate around monetization in games?
That's a big one, right? How do these gaming companies balance the need to generate revenue with, well, the desire to provide a fair and enjoyable experience for players? Tough question. No easy answer.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some frustration from players who feel like they're being nickel and dimed, you know?
It's a valid concern. Take-Two has been criticized in the past for their use of microtransactions, you know? Those in-game purchases for cosmetic items or boosts.
It's a slippery slope. Some players feel like it's pay to win, while others are fine with it as long as it doesn't impact the core gameplay.
Finding that balance is key. And to their credit, Take-Two has taken some steps to be more transparent about their monetization practices. They're also trying to offer more value for money, so players feel like they're getting something worthwhile for their purchases.
So, trying to find that middle ground. It'll be interesting to see if those efforts are enough to address those concerns.
It's a conversation that's going to continue, for sure.
For sure. But for now, let's zoom out even further. Consider the broader gaming landscape. What other trends are shaping the industry as a whole?
One trend that's, well, impossible to ignore is this convergence of gaming and other forms of entertainment.
Wait, convergence? What do you mean by that?
We're seeing more and more crossover between games, movies, TV shows, even music. The lines are getting blurry.
Oh, I see what you mean, like the Borderlands movie.
Exactly. And even though the movie itself wasn't a huge hit, it actually did boost sales of the Borderlands games.
Interesting. So even if the movie flopped, there was still a benefit for the game franchise.
It shows there's a real appetite for this kind of crossover content. And it opens up a whole world of possibilities for Take-Two, for other gaming companies.
Like they can create these interconnected universes that span different forms of media. Pretty cool when you think about it.
It is. And it's a trend we're only going to see more of in the future. Games inspiring movies, TV shows, and vice versa.
So where does all of this leave us? We've covered a lot, from Take-Two's successes and challenges to the broader trends shaping the whole industry. What are the key takeaways for our listeners today?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that Take-Two is a company at the forefront of the gaming industry. They're constantly innovating, taking risks, pushing those boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, they're not afraid to shake things up, try new things. That's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely. And their success is a testament to their talent, their vision, that commitment to quality. But we also have to remember they're facing challenges, just like any other company in this dynamic industry.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses.
The competition is fierce. The market is constantly changing, and gamer expectations are higher than ever. So Take-Two, they can't afford to rest on their laurels. They've got to keep pushing forward, innovating, and delivering the kind of games players want.
Sounds like they've got their work cut out for them.
They do. But if they can maintain that drive, adapt to this ever-changing landscape, they'll be in a great position for continued success in the years to come.
So what's next? Where do we go from here?
In our final segment, we're going to wrap things up, leave you with one final thought, something we haven't explicitly discussed yet, but that's been kind of simmering beneath the surface of our conversation, something that really gets at the heart of what makes gaming so captivating.
We're back, ready for the final part of our deep dive into Take-Two Interactive. We've talked about their earnings, the good and the, well, the not so good.
We explored some of those big trends shaping the industry too.
Right, like mobile gaming exploding and that whole thing about games crossing over with movies and shows.
Oh yeah, the lines are definitely blurring there.
For sure. And of course, we can't forget the metaverse looming on the horizon. It's obvious Take-Two isn't afraid of change, of adapting to, you know, wherever the gaming world's going.
Always evolving. That's what keeps them interesting. They're never content with just sitting back and, you know, relying on what worked before.
Always got to be innovating, pushing the boundaries.
Exactly. Create those immersive, engaging experiences. That's the goal.
So as we wrap this up, this deep dive into Take-Two, I want to leave you with something we didn't quite touch on directly, but it's been there sort of underlying everything we've talked about.
What's that?
Storytelling.
Ah, yes. Storytelling, the heart of any great game, right?
Exactly. And Take-Two, they get it. They understand that.
They're games. They're known for it. Compelling stories, characters you remember, worlds that draw you in.
It's what makes their games so captivating.
And ultimately, it's what's going to determine their success in the long run.
You know, it doesn't matter how fancy the tech gets or how amazing the graphics are.
It's the story that really grabs the players, makes them connect.
Makes them care about what's happening, about the
And
characters.
that's what keeps them coming back for more.
So as you explore the gaming world, remember that, the power of a good story.
Look for games that don't just challenge you or entertain you.
Yeah, but games that move you,
Make you think.
that stick with you even after you put the controller down.
Those are the games that really matter, the ones that shape the future of this whole industry.
The ones we'll remember.
And those are the games that'll keep inspiring us for generations to come.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Take-Two Interactive and the future of gaming.
Until next time.
Keep playing.